You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Okay, Thursday morning on 98.9 The Buzz, Pizzano and Sandy.
Wait a minute. He just, like, 30 seconds ago, when we were playing Brown Eyed Girl, my favorite song, by the way, he is shouting.
I just scream it out.
And then all of a sudden, the most mellow music ever. Good morning.
Yeah, mellow morning. Hey, hi. I just scream it out to wake myself up. 46 degrees to start here.
Oh my God, that was funny.
I learned a very valuable lesson yesterday.
Which is?
Well, okay. So the overbred, highly anxious Muppet dog that we have.
What is he talking about?
The wackadoodle. Madison.
Okay,
Maddie.
Okay, yeah.
I love her to death, but I still have this love-hate thing going on. But anyway, my wife made an appointment to get the groomer thing at 2 o'clock yesterday.
Right. You had to take Ellie out of school early.
Right.
You were saying,
and the important lesson you learn is when your kid finds out that they're getting out of school early, they're like, yes, right?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, she did not want to go. She didn't want to go?
I get there at 1:30, okay? And because we've got to go home, get the dog, and get to the groomers.
Yeah.
And I pull into the foyer there, and I sign her out, and a minute or two later, some teacher aide walks her out, and she's bawling her eyes out.
Oh, no. Oh, no. You never want to see that.
I'm like, oh.
Your kid is that kid.
She's like, I want to go, Dad.
And it's
kind of
great that she loves school.
No, she loves recess. And they were just about ready to go outside to go play.
Oh.
And I took her out of school.
Oh, you are evil.
It's always the end of the...
I know. You're evil.
Funny because here I am. And, you know, the way the school is set up, the sidewalk, there's like two giant long buildings looking at you when you're walking into the school. I could just feel people watching me as this child is sobbing. And I'm thinking, oh my God, everybody thinks I'm like a divorced dad taking the kid.
You're
like,
so
you know,
right.
It's dad day where the kid doesn't want to go with the father.
Kid hates that dad.
I don't want that to be me. It's not me. I'm like, my daughter. People are walking in like this.
Did you say something? Hi. She's fine.
No. I'm just talking to her.
Do you wonder though what transpired like 30 seconds a minute before you saw her walk out with the teacher? Like, did she have a tantrum? Did she go willingly with the teacher, but still tears? Like, what
I don't
was
know.
That
no, I didn't think,
like?
I didn't think about that. She's not good with change. She likes her organizational. Everything happens at the same time every day.
Did the teacher give you any kind of facial expression? Like,
she was apologetic. She's like, I'm sorry, Ellie. It's going to be okay, Ellie. Tomorrow we're going to do it twice. It'll be fine. And it wasn't her teacher. I didn't even recognize who the teacher was. It was just a teacher's aide or something. So I don't know.
Oh, my God. Her teacher's probably, I deal with her. You deal with her. I'm just kidding.
She cried all the way home.
No.
Wouldn't get out of the car. Defiant. Mad, pissed off at me. I had to go leave her in the car, get the dog, bring the dog in the car. She's still crying on the way to the groomers. And I'm like, we're going to go see groomer John. You get to go in and see all the puppies. And she's like, finally calm down after negotiating a stop at a playground and going to yo frickin' lickety.
Let her run the house. Stop it. Stop it. I get it. I totally get it. We all get it.
Yeah.
Because toddler meltdowns, toddler tantrums, toddler defiance is awful.
Okay.
It pushes you to a level, spot you never even knew existed in your body.
She's having a good bad week because she lost both of her front teeth this week. So she's a little tender and she's probably like a little insecure about it.
Well, I don't think she is insecure.
I don't know.
But anyhow, I get it. We feel you. It's the worst. It like something comes over you as you're like, how? How am I supposed to cope with this?
Yeah.
But you cannot give her yo lickety. You just rewarded the behavior.
I actually did, yes. Because I wanted to make up for ripping her out of my wife.
It's
I'm like, Jill,
she
calls
fault.
Me. I'm like, Jill, don't ever make a groomer's appointment where I have to take the kid out of school because I won't be there because I wouldn't be there for the bus.
You don't have to apologize. What happened to you? Softy. Now you're always like that. You're always
softy.
Like that. You're
right.
You have always been a softy.
Yeah, I never had a stern upbringing, and I can't pass it on
because
I don't know.
Yeah, look how you turned out.
What? Oh God! All right, hold on. Hi, the boss.
Scotty, Billy O'Marindy.
Hey, man, what's up?
Hey, boss, you got a whole different ball game here. You're raising a little girl.
Yeah, I know. You got to tread lightly. Right?
Raising a little boy, you kick him in the ass and him on the way.
That's the thing.
With my boys, I just like, you know, stop
I'm
it.
I'm sorry, but you can't, and she knows. She knows she's going to manipulate you. My little daughter did it with my dad. I mean, she knows exactly what she's doing, and you cannot feed into this.
She's got you wrapped around her finger.
You are absolutely correct, sir.
You don't care. Unless you don't care that she has you wrapped and she runs the house.
I really don't. No. I mean, she wanted, after we got back, she wanted the remote. And I'm like, no. And
there you go.
She ran away.
She went
out the front door.
No.
And ran away.
No.
Yeah. I didn't get to that part. And then I'm like, where's?
Wait,
like,
where did she go? What do you mean she ran away?
Well, I'm like, go sit in the front room. Go. You can't stop having fits, screaming at me, wanting the remote. I'm like, no, go sit in the front room or go to your bedroom. You can play up there. You can do anything you want. No TV. And she left.
This is just the beginning.
Wait, yeah, I know. Hold on. I want to know so she walks out the door and then what?
She walked out the door and then the doorbell rings and I go out to the front door. I'm like, Ellie. I'm like, oh, crap. Ellie, where are you? I'm like, oh, no.
Oh,
and I look around the corner. She's hiding up against the house. She's
like, my God.
You told me to get out, and I'm getting out. I'm leaving forever.
Oh,
I'm like,
God.
You're five, dude.
You're in trouble, Scotty.
I know,
screwed.
My friend.
You are in so much
I'm like, come on. We've got to go get the... Then she came
you
back in.
You didn't even know. Wait, let's just enjoy that part of the story where you're like, I didn't even know.
I didn't even know she left.
Oh,
front door's wide open.
Buddy. I raised one daughter. That's enough.
Yeah, thank you, man.
I'll never do it again.
Love you.
Bye, bud. Thanks.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That is such a great story.
Yeah, yeah. It was a little weird then. Did any of your daughters ever run away?
No. Nope.
This was nothing. This is over the freaking remote.
I threatened it when I was a kid. I never really did it. Wow, at five. Okay.
Hi, the buzz.
Morning, guys.
Kev. Hi, buddy.
Hey. One thing I found that was extremely successful with all three of my daughters.
Oh, God, dude.
Don't you dare say you put locks on their bedroom door.
No, when they were little and they'd throw that first big temper tantrum or fit,
right.
I got right down on the floor and just threw one with them.
Oh, my God, I did that, too. I did that, too. Yep. You're desperate. And you have
No, it wasn't desperate. It was just shut the hell up.
Yeah,
get over
right.
It.
They look at you like, what are you doing?
But did
that's
it,
my
did
job.
It work? Because it didn't work with my kids.
They threw one fit.
Really?
Never again.
Never again.
Scott, didn't you do that? Because I feel like we had you record a video doing that.
Yeah, years ago when she was like one or two.
Did it work?
What happened yesterday?
No, that's true.
It worked for a while.
When they're one or two, they don't have the mental...
Yeah.
Cycles to be able to comprehend it.
Yeah, right. All right.
So you got to do it again.
Okay, sounds like a plan.
Oh my God, that would be so funny.
Thanks,
if you're
man.
Picking her up from school, she's having a fit, and then you get down on the school floor and have a fit.
Oh yes, do it in public. That would be great. Okay, sounds good. Thanks, bud. Hi. Good morning, the buzz.
So my sister Scott decided that she was going to run away from home, so she went and packed a bag.
Oh God!
Came downstairs, announced that she was leaving, and my mom stood at the door and said, "That's fine. You came into this world nude. You leave this house nude.
No,
you leave your clothes and everything behind." Needless to say, she didn't go anywhere.
Oh my God! I think you could get in trouble nowadays making that
threat,
though. You know?
Probably.
Although, thanks so much for listening. We love you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Love you too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Oh my gosh, Scott Spazzano, you are going to be so excited. And anybody else who lives in Webster, you are going to get so excited about what new is coming to town.
Okay, on 98.9 Buzz, Spazzano and Sandy, now you've been teasing me for about 20 minutes about this.
Well, you know what? Now it's almost like... over promise, under deliver.
Awesome.
But that last conversation took off. Okay. So on the planning board agenda next week, May 6th, Sierra is moving into Webster. Well, it's part of the planning board, so I don't know. Is it official? Do you haven't heard of Sierra? So it's like a TJ Maxx, Marshalls. They all own. It's all owned by the same company.
Sierra.
It's more of outdoors-esque kind of stuff in the Wegmans Plaza on Holt Road.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And there's already a Sierra in Canandaigua and Henrietta.
Oh,
so
okay.
So now Webster. Yay!
Okay, well, all right. That was a little overpromise, underdeliver.
Okay, well, hang on. There's another one up for discussion. Yeah. So it's up for discussion. I don't know if it's official yet, but this one is up for discussion.
What?
Ready?
What?
A tournament-grade pickleball facility.
Oh, my God. No, you did not just say that.
I know how Scott loves pickleball. Called Dinks and Links Social.
Dinks and Links?
Yeah, you know what? I saw that.
That's awesome.
I saw that.
Now I welcome it.
Really quick. I quickly looked at it and misread it because I didn't have my glasses on. I'm like,
is that pickleball speak?
I guess. I don't know.
Anybody?
The proposed facility will be nearly 40,000 square feet on a 10-acre lot. Right next to Lowe's off 5 Mile Line Road.
Oh, yeah. So there's a back. As a matter of fact, we went the back way yesterday. We called it the back way.
Mm.
My daughter and I, we missed the turn going to Yolickety. And then I got off the 5 Mile Line. And if you cut.
She was pissed again.
If you cut through Lowe's, right, there's between Lowe's and the BJ's.
Okay.
There's this little bit of a road.
Is that where it's going to be?
It sounds like that's where it is. Yeah, there's definitely a lot there. Okay,
so
that would be.
Come on,
yeah.
Scott. It's almost like the sport itself
is finding me.
Yes. It's like, that's it. We're not going to wait for Scott to find us. We're going to find him.
Right. We're going to drop right into his backyard.
Did you see Andre Agassi? What's his name? Andre Agassi? Agassi? Uh-huh. Agassi? The famous tennis star is now into pickleball.
Well, because he's 90.
Pickleball isn't it's not an old person sport. His partner, somebody tell me this. His partner is a female. She's like young. Mm-hmm. I can't remember how old she is, but she's very young.
Okay.
And well known in the pickleball world.
Okay. So, no, I guess my first impression of pickleball was when some really, really old people were gushing about how great it was, how they're going to go play pickleball later and how it's going to be. It's so low impact.
Okay.
It's so low impact. It's okay for my sciatica nerve thing. Doesn't
it really is good,
you know,
for old people.
And my back and my high.
Okay. So I see what you're doing here.
That was my first impression of pickleball at the country club.
What? How old were those people?
70s.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was thinking 80s, you were going to say actually. 60s. And I'm like, that's you, dude. That's
a long time ago, though.
okay, so there you go.
So that's getting all voted on. Sierra. Is that the whole name of it?
S-I-E-R-R-A.
Okay, Sierra.
Yeah. And then May 6th is the planning board meeting. If you want to attend, Scotty.
Oh, I can't wait.
In your Dinks and Links social outfit.
I'll have my really short, short tennis shorts on. And a red, white, and blue headband. And a polo. Ready to go. I'll be like a Will Ferrell character.
Excuse me, but that's how you dressed in the 80s. That's how I know you to be when I first met you.
Well, yeah, true. I'll just pull that all out.
It's gonna be May.
Thank you to NSYNC for reminding us that it is May Day.
Oh,
98.9
yeah.
The Buzz.
Wow, sorry.
Yeah.
It took us a while to remember that.
You know, I should have played this yesterday.
It's gonna be May.
It's gonna be May tomorrow, which is yesterday.
It is May.
May 1st, people.
Okay. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, what?
It's 98.9 The Buzz. It is Spisano and Sandy. Best, worst thing that could spill out of an 18-wheeler.
Gold bullion.
Oh.
Best.
Huh. Is it the best or the worst?
Worst.
Ah.
Pig entrails.
Oh. Okay.
Or livestock entrails.
You get a lot of them.
I've seen it.
You have?
The second one.
Wait. Excuse me. I'm dumb.
Okay.
What
slaughterhouses slaughter, you know, cows, and then they take all the innards and stuff, and they put them in a giant dumpster, and then they drive it somewhere. I was following a jiggly mass of innards on the expressway one day. And I'm like, what is that?
And it spilled?
It did not.
Oh.
But I'm thinking, man, if this ever goes this truck ever tips over. This is gross.
Oh, gosh. That makes me vegan.
I know. Those poor cows.
That makes me vegan.
With their pretty eyelashes.
No. Anyhow, this did happen. Not that. But in Texas, $800,000 in dimes.
Get out. Yes.
It's equivalent to 8 million coins.
Oh, my God.
8 million
dimes.
Dimes. Just dimes. And it's so random, but they don't give more to the story. Like, where are you going with 8 million dimes?
Well, I mean, that's probably, where was this?
Why just dimes? Texas.
Texas? I don't know.
So they, 18-wheeler overturns, and they had to use shovels, vacuums, and street sweepers. It went from 5:30 a.m. when the crash happened to 7 p.m. the road opened up because they were done.
To get all the coins off the road. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Everything's bigger in Texas.
Right?
That's crazy. Did people stop and, like, clamor? And, like, you know, the stories when the Brinks truck flies open, all the dollar bills come out.
Yeah, but
and people...
for something like this, I don't know if anybody knew that was passing by. What dollar amount? Like, are you going to stop? Are you going to stop and go out of your way for a dime?
One dime? No.
Okay, how much money would it take on the side of the road for you to stop? And then, yeah.
$20. A couple of pockets
full.
You see
$20 on Bay Road and you're stopping for that?
A $20 bill? Sure.
Yeah. I'm asking you, what is it?
Yeah,
I wouldn't risk my life for $20. You're risking your life. It's the middle of the road.
Bay Road, four lanes, huge.
Wow, just $20? I don't even think I would stop for $100.
You saw a $100 bill like flying around and landing in the side of the road. You wouldn't pull over?
I don't think so.
Why not?
God, what would the dollar amount be for me? How about these street sweepers though that came in? Would it be like? Like, just assume that they're going to take handfuls?
Yeah, absolutely. Why not?
Was that their kickback for
sure?
Cleaning?
Yeah, I'm sure a couple of dimes got stuck up in the machine. Ha, hint, hint. Hi, The Buzz.
Good morning. I just read an article not too long ago that a Brinks truck somehow lost a bag of money worth $300,000 and people scarfed it up.
Yes, you see those stories every so often.
Okay, now if it was a bag, nice, tightly wound up,
canvas bag
right?
of dimes.
I'll stop for that.
Dimes? Yeah, it's not worth my time. I'd take a video and last before people got to pick it up.
Yeah. There you go. You take the video of people scavenging.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
there you go. How much money would you pull over for?
Here's stoplight. Here's stoplight.
No, not a stoplight. You got to turn around. You got to set, like, it's in the middle of, you know, vintage lane. Or maybe 390.
Yeah, superhuman sight.
A good size drink bag.
It's just hypothetical, Scott.
It'd be a Brinks bag, right?
Okay.
Okay. There you go.
Thank you.
Andrew, take it easy, buddy. Thank you.
You too, guys.
Messages coming in. John says, best tacos. Worst glitter. That stuff never leaves. Glitter.
Can you imagine?
Glitter makes every man, every dad angry.
And an armored truck full of glitter? If the glitter was gold. All that glitters is gold. If the glitter was gold flakes, maybe I'd get out there and
God, Ellie would want to stop. And you know how Ellie just runs the house. So you're stopping for glitter,
my
friend.
You just ruined my joke. I was going to stop by the side of the road and snort it. And then you had to bring my daughter into it. Jeez.
Sorry. Wait. Ellie's making, like, you know, whatever, putting it on her clothes and you're snorting it. Daddy's snorting
it. Well, if it was... Anyways.
That's a visual.
Good morning. 98.9. Not Buzz. Mizan and Sandy. 648. A 46-degree start. And, hey, the Braddock Point Lighthouse in Parma.
Okay.
That beautiful. I don't know if you've ever seen it. We go up to the lake up there. It's kind of historic. It's for sale if you want to buy it. $1.495 million. Just anybody out there, if you're looking for a place...
Can you live in it?
Oh, it's gorgeous. Yeah.
But you can live in it?
It's the lighthouse and the house attached to it. Looks like a castle.
Stop it.
So cool.
Are you going to move there?
Yeah, I got 1.5.
Or is your daughter going to move there when she runs away?
Yeah, I got 1.5 million. Yeah, sure.
And I say that because Scott told a story about how Ellie ran away. Yeah. That's on the podcast if you missed it. It'll be on the podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts.
God.
All right, today is Thursday.
Yes.
At 8 o'clock on Thursdays, we invite you, the Buzz listener, our Buzz fam, in the studio with us.
Yeah.
So if you want to come in, just reach out to us and we'll select people every week.
Yeah.
But at 8 o'clock, I thinking we're going to do a new thing. I'm not sure if you're going to...
I think I see it. You brought this box in. What is this?
It's called the Honesty Box.
Oh, you wrote on it. It says Honesty Box.
Yes, this is the Honesty Box. This is my idea. Now, in my head, this sounds like a great idea. We'll see how it actually comes.
Oh, God. Anything honesty. That's not good.
So when you come in the studio, when you're part of the mini live studio audience, the Buzz Fam, we're going to ask you to write one thing you hate about the show.
Oh, great. That's
one
wonderful.
Thing you love about the show.
Okay.
And then one question that we have to answer completely 100% honest.
Why'd you put hate first? It's usually love, what you love, what you hate.
Oh, yeah,
and then
love,
honest.
Hate. Let me switch that. Hold on.
Yeah, don't hate, then love. Isn't it? Hate.
One thing you love about you. Yeah. And then tomorrow, because I know you're not going to be honest if you're in the studio with us when we read these.
Right.
So then tomorrow, when they're not here, we're going to have to reach our hand and
we'll open the honesty box.
So we'll either, yeah.
So feel free to let it all out, put it on paper anonymously.
Yeah.
When you're here in the studio with us.
And if you want to offer up a suggestion, if there's something you really hate about the show, yes. That's fine. Email me. I'm down with it. Okay.
Anyway, why are you on the hate thing so much?
Because people just love
to
negative.
Hate. Love to hate. Love to hate. Love
well,
to hate.
I don't know how many nice things you could say about us. How many nice things can you say?
About us? No, I don't know. I'm not in the... I can't talk about nice things because we're the conversation. It has to come from other people.
Wow, they've been together for 26 years. They are funny. See, that's not even true. We're not even funny. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean...
They are...
We're normal.
Local.
Local. They're alive. They're not AI.
Okay, anyhow, so the Honesty Box is later on this morning.
Yeah, it'll be fun. And 8 o'clock, about an hour from now, we're going to start doing shots and welcome our friends. And yes,
yeah,
we're like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, hi. Thursday on 98.9, The Buzz, Fizzano and Sandy. I am Scott Fizzano. There's Sandy Waters. We welcome you to the 7 o'clock hour. We're close to 50. Going to get 70 today. Chance of severe thunderstorms between like 5 and 10 tonight. Mm. It's like warm front, cold front, and they like to battle each other. And
of course, okay. When you get home from work.
Yeah. Between 5 and 10. Yeah.
All right. Is there anything that you would say stuck out in your mind? Like you can't unsee it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Anyone have a story? 818-2899. Because there is a contractor who saw something in Webster that he's probably traumatized for life.
Could be.
I would say. Local contractor, this happened on Tuesday, discovered human remains that washed ashore Lake Road in Webster.
Yeah, I saw that.
Webster police responded to the scene, confirmed that the remains were human.
Mm-hmm.
The Monroe County Medical Examiner's Office has taken possession of the remains for further examination. At this time, the identity, gender, cause of death remain undetermined,
mm-hmm.
and the investigation is ongoing.
Gross.
Found a body.
Mm.
Do you have nightmares for the rest of your life?
It depends, right?
No, I didn't think it depends.
Mm.
Like, I know this is a manly man. This is a contractor, right? It's a contractor. Nothing bothers me.
Nice stereotype.
Yeah, these are guys.
Yeah.
You know, they work in all elements.
Mm.
They're not bothered by, you know, either cleaning out something or whatever, reconstructing something, and you're going to find a dead mouse occasionally.
Yeah, right.
You know, it doesn't bother them.
About a body.
But human remains? It's got to.
It's got to freak you out a little bit. I don't think I'd stay up at night. I don't think it would keep me up.
It wouldn't?
No, I don't think so. I'd remember it, but it wouldn't be like traumatizing to me, I think. Okay. I mean, that's the type of person you got to be, right? You got to be like, well, I found this and it's like, at least we found it, you know.
Yeah, but doesn't your mind go racing? Like, what's the story behind this? And no. Okay, now I'm going to be the one to say this out loud. I know it's a dumb question, but. When I see these stories, oh, found human remains. What does that mean? What are we finding? A finger? The entire skeleton? Like, what are we finding? What do you mean human remains? A foot?
Could be chunks of something and clothing and or a bloated big, you know, like balloony kind of
body.
Yeah,
the body?
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, depending on how long it's been remains. You know.
Yeah, you're right.
There's not a lot of sharks in Lake Ontario.
How long does it take? Not to go all true crime on us, but how long does it take for a body to fully decompose to just, you saw a skull?
I don't know. I don't know.
So you're seeing an actual body and you don't think that's going to give you nightmares?
If you get off at the MCC exit, you know, and head towards MCC.
Yeah.
Right at that corner
on the left-hand side if you're heading towards MCC.
Okay.
That's the coroner's office. That's the medical examiner. If you ever want to know,
yeah.
You know where dead bodies are? It's right there. All the little smokestacks? Yeah, those are little vents.
How do people do it? I don't even know. My sister at one point, she was doing, like, she has a job now, but in between when she had her kid and when she was finding her next career, she did hair, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, you know what? Maybe I'll do hair for dead people.
Oh,
like, I'll get them all gussied up, ready to go.
Oh, yeah, like post-mortem makeup kind of stuff.
How the heck can you do that?
You don't know them. And it's you know, they don't complain if it looks like crap.
She said she had to go. She did it for one person.
Did she really?
And it ended up being someone that she, it was a sweet little old lady that she used to.
Oh, she knew her.
Yes.
See, that's
and
that
she
to
was
me, no.
moved that the family asked her.
Oh,
like
wow.
She thought that was so beautiful. She's like, absolutely, I will do it. And she goes, I was sitting there in the, what do they call them?
Morgue.
Yes. All these other bodies. And I'm just, I go, how can you? And she's just doing her hair. She goes, there's. Yeah. With an audience of other bodies? I mean,
wow.
No, I couldn't do it.
You know, it might be a hairdresser's like
dream
because you don't have to talk to anybody. I mean, if you do hair, I mean, you're half therapist, half gossip, half mechanic.
It's almost too quiet. It's almost too quiet. I don't know. I think that would traumatize me.
Anything that you can't unsee? In your life?
Well, if that doesn't bother you, what is there? What have you seen that you can't unsee?
Well, that one time when Coach took a shower with... No. I can't think of... Okay. I really can't think of it. I did see my dog get hit by a car once. That sucks.
Aww.
I just remember that. And I did see it. There was an accident when I was a kid near my house, and I was riding my bike, and I was right by it, and I saw that somebody did die in the accident, and I did see the arm sticking out of the window. Kinda,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, but it doesn't, they didn't like, even as
you don't
a kid.
Have nightmares?
No.
Really?
Yeah, it was just, I felt bad for them, you know? That's all.
Well, God, I hope you felt bad for them. Otherwise, you would have no soul.
Right.
Well, okay. So I feel bad for you. If you're that local contractor, if you're listening right now, I mean,
yeah. You need a hug? Come on.
Yes,
come on.
I am here for you.
Thursday, the studio opens at 8, so come on down.
We do shots. Maybe that's what you need.
Yes, we will. Less than an hour from now.
Okay, let's go into the judgment zone right now. Jerk or justify. This is where you decide the moral compass in Rochester. Scotty hanging out at the playground.
Yep.
Great dad that he is.
I am.
There were grandparents there. Both grandparents or just one?
I think both of them.
Okay, yeah. Both grandparents were there, and they were with their grandkid. And what Scott said to the grandparents about their grandkid... I think we have to decide jerk or justified.
Breakfast with a side of silliness. Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jerk or justified.
You know what's so funny about this whole thing? Huh? We're deciding the moral compass. You have to call 818-2899, jerk or justified.
What?
Is it you were telling me this story.
Mm-hmm.
Without even thinking you did anything wrong.
I didn't.
Said anything wrong.
All right,
you explain.
So I'm at the playground.
Yeah.
With Allison, my daughter, my five-year-old. A playground we go to a lot. And there was a couple of, it looked like grandparents, and a little munchkin. Probably, what age is it where they just go like a wind-up toy?
As soon as they walk.
Yeah.
Probably
right,
two, three.
Okay. Yeah. And just hilarious. These poor grandparents, they're walking around huddled over, chasing after him, you know, trying to corral him in. And he's running. She's running like all over the place, right? In between, underneath, blah, blah, blah. Okay. And then the grandmother's on the other side and the grandpa's under here and they're going, you know, underneath all the playground stuff and trying to climb and, you know, tripping and falling on his face. And I walk by Ellie's over with this little girl. And I'm and the grandma's like, oh, I'm getting too old for this. I'm like, yeah, she looks like a handful. She's like, I'm getting too old for this.
No, right there.
Yeah. What?
The jerker justified sirens should have been going off at that point.
What?
You can't tell, Grandma.
She's a handful.
She agreed with me.
I don't like that. That's, why don't you just call the kid ugly, too? No, you can't say your kid's a handful.
Because the kid wasn't ugly.
You can't say your kid's a handful.
I would have said your ugly kid's a handful, but the kid, she wasn't ugly. I see nothing wrong with that.
No, you can't say. You can never, ever, ever.
Why?
It's offensive. You just,
how?
Because you're calling out her behavior, the kid's behavior, and the lack of grandparenting.
No.
That's happening.
I saw their frustration. I chimed in. I'm like, yeah, she's a handful, huh? She's like, yeah.
No, you can't. I'm sorry. I thought
now,
that.
You picture little old lady with a cane, right? Gray hair, shawl. She wasn't like that, but she was older. She's probably my age, like 60s. And
she's telling the same story to her family. So there was this grandpa at the playground with his
with a 5-year-old. I know.
Okay, to call somebody's kid a handful
mm-hmm.
to their face.
Yes.
818-2899.
I will
jerk or justified
prevail as justified.
I don't. There's certain things that you should never say to a parent of a kid, a crazy kid, and that is one of them.
No.
Yeah.
Remember the tone it was said in.
You know what? I don't even think tone matters. Tone helps, but it doesn't. There are certain things you should never say to a parent of the crazy kid.
818-2899.
Right there, saying it's a crazy kid. That's one of them too.
Well, I never said crazy. I'm just like, she's a handful. 818-2899. Let's go to the calls. 818-2899. Good morning, The Buzz. Is it jerk? Is it justified? Which one?
I say justified.
Yeah.
There's no way. You're serious.
How can you be aghast?
I have a daughter that's one day difference of your daughter.
Aww.
Her birthday's July 21st. She's going to be 6.
Oh, sure, yeah.
She is wild, completely wild. And I mean, I suppose it depends on the context because I know she's nuts. So if somebody kind of laughed it off and said, wow, she's a handful, I would be totally fine.
No, a complete stranger. This is not family. This is not a friend. This is a complete, total stranger calling out your kid for being a cuckoo-machoo crazy kid.
Oh, yeah. Let's go for a drink after.
Yeah.
No. Why after? Let's start now.
I'm with you. Hey, let's combine birthday parties.
Exactly. Right. Good. I'm in.
I know, right? Well, who's this? What's your name?
My name's Karen.
Karen, thank you. And happy birthday to your little munch.
Aw, thank you. All right. You too.
Okay, thanks. Bye. Wow, she reminded me that my daughter's birthday is the 20th. Thank God. Hi, The Buzz.
Hey.
Julius. Hi, bud. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Okay. Julius isn't going to care.
Hey, by the way, can I just buzz fam for a second? Your wife texted me the other day. She like did it by mistake and she apologized.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny.
Oh, that's funny. What did she say?
I'm not saying.
Oh, anyway. Julius starts to get jealous.
Okay, go ahead. How do you call it? Jerk or justified?
I'm saying justified.
Yes!
Because, listen, kids are always pressing their boundaries with the parents.
Yeah, but I don't want to hear that.
I will tell Tina her kids are a handful.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
But you're Tina's boyfriend, I'm going to say husband because you guys are pretty much married.
Yeah.
But a complete stranger, I don't need you to point out the obvious in the middle of my chaotic moment.
You
know what I mean?
I have a hard time holding my tongue. It's like, sometimes I just want to say something. It's like, it's like, what are you doing?
You know, it's funny. It's almost like double speak for, I feel your pain. I've been there. You know,
why don't you say, do you need some help?
No, that's insulting. That says you're not doing a good job.
It's really hard for me, like, when the kids are doing something and you know they shouldn't be doing something and you see the parent right there and you're like, yo, what are you doing?
I know.
All
right, man, you'll take your justified. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Take care.
Bye.
Okay, The Buzz, good morning. Good morning. Jerk or justified?
Justified.
Wow, I thought this was under the category of things you should never say. Like, don't ever call a kid, hey, your kid's a wrecking ball.
Yeah.
Your kid's a tornado.
Let me be appropriately two-faced.
Okay.
So I spend more time shaving that way. Uh-huh. And anyway, specifically, it's context-dependent. More specifically, you can do that and person could take offense because you're labeling. In this case, I interpreted it, but I guess I'll defer to the person who was there,
mm-hmm.
that you were not saying, hey, you guys are wimps and can't handle it. you were acknowledging objectively that this was a high demand so that their frustration was completely appropriate.
Very good. Well, thank you, Professor.
Hang on,
Professor.
Are you a lawyer by trade? Like, what?
No, I'm more like a university professor.
Yeah, you're either a professor, a lawyer, or you work in HR. Which one?
No, I would never do that, except that I might be late for the 8 o'clock class I'm teaching in psychology.
Professor!
I called it.
You speak like a professor.
I called it. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Man, we should have played. What's your job? You would have nailed it.
I would have nailed it, yeah. Hello, the buzz. Jerky Justified.
Justified.
That!
I'm sorry, Sandy, but you know, I'm a grandparent, and I have a couple handfuls, and if somebody said that, I'd be like the last lady. Got a beer with you now? Let's drink.
Exactly.
That doesn't offend you. Nobody. Okay, I didn't realize. I thought you guys would, I don't know. It's like stating the obvious.
Well, yeah.
No, why do you have to tell me
part
the obvious?
Of it. Part
you,
of it.
It, this is kind of like...
I feel your pain.
In my eyes, it's like, oh, wow, you look tired today. Don't tell me I look tired. I know I'm tired.
What would you say if I said that?
Don't say anything. You don't say
anything.
If
I said, Sandy, you look tired today.
No, I hate that.
And what would you say to me?
I hate you.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't hate you.
Love you, Heidi. We love you, Heidi. Thank you.
Bye. Love you guys.
Okay. Bye. One more. I mean, it really is going to sway the guy, all the buzz.
There's not one daily under.
Who's this?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Jake Squared.
Oh, Jake Squared's on. What's up, Buzz fam?
Hey, I just wanted to say, Sandy, you sound pretty tired this morning.
I hate you too. No, I don't hate you.
I was going to say too. Before I do this, because obviously, it's justified.
Yeah.
But I was just going to say, you know, like sometimes I feel like Sandy, you could be a handful in the morning.
Okay, yeah, we're done here, Jake Square.
Totally justified.
Yeah, thank you. Say hi to little Jake, okay?
The verdict.
Of course.
Justified.
Justified.
98.9 The Buzz.
So before we left the playground, I heard the grandfather say, "Come here, little buddy." It wasn't a girl, it was a boy.
Oh, no! Retrial!
Then I'm like, come on, Ellie, we gotta go.
She's a handful. That's the part that
she's a handful.
Oh, God, that's so classic Scott Spazzano.
I know. I got almost right. Hey, I got the professor right. I didn't nail that. Okay.
All right, coming up on the show, after 8 o'clock, we kick it off like we do every Thursday at 8 o'clock with Shots. We invite the Buzz fam in, so it'll be fun. We play what's it called?
Keep it PG.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Keep it PG. And the new thing that we have, the Honesty Box.
Oh, God. All right. It's all coming up here on The Buzz. Keep it right there. We'll be right back. It's 98.9 The Buzz. Luciano and Sandy. It's Thursday, which means we got guests in the studio. We're going to do a little song here. Here we go. Turn it up. Feel the vibe. Thursday live. Let's survive. Sip it up. Raise them high. Buzz fans here. Reach this guy. Come on. Shot. Yeah.
Okay, Sandy, tell who our guest audience is today.
I never say we're shot.
Y'all mean.
Thank you.
Okay.
Good morning.
That's the Buzz Shot.
On Thursdays, we always invite the Buzz fam in. So we have Chase and Mom Kristen and Teacher Tracy.
Teacher Tracy, yeah. So, quick thing. Mom told me this morning that we've crossed paths before. How long ago was this?
Oh, God. What does this mean?
Maybe 15, 16.
Chase, is this your dad?
No.
Oh, no, yeah.
Chase must have been six, maybe 20-some-odd years ago.
Yeah. Tell us the story.
In Naples, New York, we were camping with the Boy Scouts.
Yeah, and I had my boys.
You were sitting on the... Oh my gosh, the pond, fishing, watching the guys fish. I was watching the guys fish. I'm like, there's Scott's boy. Look at him. I even remember what you were wearing.
Really?
You were wearing one of those.
What was he wearing?
Poncho type, like in Mexican
things. Oh, like the
Mexican
poncho things. Yes,
with the hood and everything.
Yeah, I know, that pullover. That pullover.
I was like, everyone.
That was the, and we stayed the night that night. And I remember we slept in the ship, right? The pirate ship.
Yep.
And there's a whole bunch of bunks in there.
Yep.
And the next morning, the dads are like, dude, you snore so bad.
I think the father said that about me, too.
Okay, good.
Right. Hey, we kept the bears away.
Exactly. Exactly. We were the bears. So, well, Chase, welcome. It's good to see you
thank
again after
you
20
too.
Years. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Yeah, so, and then Teacher Tracy, you call all the time.
I do, and and I also have a sighting.
Put your headphones on. They'll squeal. On.
Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. You see, you got a sighting of?
Yeah, I told you before.
A Spizzano sighting?
Yes.
What was he wearing?
I don't know.
Was it close?
Something 70s-ish, 80s-ish.
Uh-huh. Also, it was a tight.
He DJ'd a dance at John Marshall High School when I was a student there.
What year? Do you remember?
Probably 81.
Oh. No!
You probably walked away with the biggest crush on Scott Spizzano, didn't you?
Not really.
Yeah, a lot of the girls were like hanging by the DJ's booth. Yeah,
that's the thing.
He loved it.
They had stars in her eyes. Well, you guys are so stinking sweet to bring things for us.
Yeah,
Teacher Tracy, thank you for breakfast.
Yeah, she brought muffins.
And Chase, we said we were going to open this on the air.
Perfect.
So you know, and I'm having second thoughts because I'm not really good at faking a reaction. So, no, I'm just kidding.
Every reaction is fake.
What? Did you just say I'm always fake?
Every reaction's fake.
I hate surprises.
Now, tell us about this. Is there a story?
I do laser engraving for a business.
Oh, yeah, cool.
And yesterday I'm like, I want to make them something. So I made this custom for you guys.
Ooh.
Oh, look at this. Wait, hold on. Oh, this is so cool.
Wait. I am so darn slow at opening up this.
Look at it. It's like a coaster.
It's a coaster tile.
It's a ceramic coaster.
It says Spizzano and Sandy Rock New York and a big radio in the middle. That is so cool, dude. Thank you. Yeah.
Or you could use a little stand. Or,
What's your company called?
That's awesome.
My late dog was named Doug, and my current dog is named Randy, so it's pronounced Duty.
Duty.
Duty. I love it. So, D-O-U for Doug, and D-I-E for Randy.
Okay, Duty Co. You got
Duty
it, man.
Duty Co.
Cool logo and everything. All right. Where can people find you to make custom stuff?
Facebook and Instagram. It's duty.co on Facebook and Instagram.
Oh, cool. Awesome. We'll hit it later, too. Thank you, guys.
We appreciate you.
Now, I have to reciprocate with a...
What?
3D printed object for him.
Oh, yeah, you do. Yeah,
I do.
Yeah.
I have one. Ready?
Oh, you already do.
I do. I'm coming over.
I thought, okay, so,
it's the studio, but it's not for you.
Oh,
that's
wow.
So awesome.
Don't lie.
It's the Buzz logo. It's the Buzz logo.
It's just a Buzz logo.
It's the Buzz.
But it's multi-print. It's multi-color. And
but why would you? Do you really think it's awesome, Chase?
I do.
Memorabilia.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
there
like,
we go.
You know, we're already talking 3D printing.
They're so nice.
We're
going to
go.
Nice.
Yeah, we might get into business together. Spizzano and Sandy. Hey! It's time to play a game with our guests in the studio.
Yeah, it's called Keep It PG. Okay.
Which automatically trains your brain, right? Automatically, you can't think of an answer.
Right.
You stumped us last week.
You're going to want to say something dirty, naughty, but you can't because we're on the radio.
Well,
now.
Teacher Tracy's here and she can't be bad. Kristen's here, but Chase and I, we're cool. We're cool with it.
Now,
what are you, like 28?
29.
29?
Maybe
okay,
for Teacher Tracy, we should say... Keep it R. Look at, she just blushed. Okay. So, yeah, the Buzz fam is in the studio. Mm. This is how we roll every Thursday and we play Keep It PG. Now, rules of the game. You can't repeat the same word someone else says.
Yeah.
You have 5 seconds to answer, so don't take too long. Mm. And you got to keep it PG.
Okay.
And we'll go around the room. So we'll start maybe with Teacher Tracy. You answer, then Kristen, Chase, then
Scott. All
right,
grab that microphone.
Okay. Okay, you ready?
Yep.
And then just boom, 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 your answers.
Oh, God.
What's a word that starts with S you'd yell after stepping on a Lego?
Oh, okay.
It's a long word.
Yep.
Sugar, honey, iced tea.
Yes!
Kristen.
Shoot.
Sucks.
Ah, yes. Mine would be serendipity.
Oh. Okay, very good. Everyone got a point.
I was going to say sugar glider, but you kind of stole it from me.
Everyone got a point. Very nice. Okay. You realize you've been talking on mute for the entire Zoom call. What C word do you shout out to yourself?
Oh.
C word?
5 seconds.
Crepes. Crud.
Ah, oh, crud. Yeah.
Crickets.
Mm. Oh, good one. Oh, no.
Cookie Monster.
Cookie Monster. In that voice, I can see you doing that.
Oh, Cookie Monster.
Just talking to yourself.
Cookie!
Okay, and final one on Keep It PG with our Buzz fam. You walk in on your... Oh, this is going to be awkward. What? Because Kristen, you are Chase's mom.
Okay. Oh, God.
You walk in on your parents doing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What's the first D word that pops into your head?
Tracy?
Dag nabbit.
Dang it.
Dad!
Oh, very good! Yay. I think you all win! You all win! Very good. And if you're playing at home, thank you for playing along.
Thank you for keeping it PG.
Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9. The Buzz.
All right, so but this will make you happy, right? Free money.
Free money.
Free money from the state, people.
We have guests in the studio on Thursday, so welcome everybody. We got teacher Tracy, we got Chase, we got Kristen Mom. What's up?
Free is my favorite four-letter word.
Yes.
It starts with F.
Yes,
okay,
it does.
So well, let's see. I'm going to give you the details about this, and you guys tell me.
F-R-E-E, that spells free.
Yes, I know.
How excited you are about this, because everybody so far is evenly split on how they feel. So it's called the inflation rebate check.
Okay.
As part of the newly announced budget deal, it's going to help New York residents hit hardest by the rising costs of day-to-day life. Governor Kathy Hochul, during her recent visit to Rochester, she said she wanted to take time to ensure New Yorkers would see some type of relief.
Good.
There's no application process. And the amount you'll be seeing deposited right into your account, so you don't have to do anything.
So it just automatically comes to you.
It's all based on your 2024 tax filings.
If you have an electronic, right? If you have to file your taxes electronically in order to get the money back.
Okay. Well, you're going to get the money, but yeah, okay. You might get snail mail. So this is how it breaks down very quickly. If you file joint and you make up to $150,000, you'll get a $400 check.
Ding.
If you file joint and you go from $150,000 to $300,000, $300. File by yourself, $75,000. Up to $75,000, you're going to get $200. $75,000 to $150,000, you file by yourself, you get a $150 check. Okay.
So anywhere from $100 to $300 to $400.
Right.
Nice.
So now this is where people are split on this, because they're like, okay, you're trying to give us some relief. $100 ain't going to give me any relief.
Okay, well.
So how do we feel about it in the room?
Teacher Tracy.
$400 would last about a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But do you? But I would take it.
Do you appreciate it? Or, okay, okay.
Yeah,
so
I
thumbs
see it
up
like
or
that.
Down on this?
Free.
Yeah, free. Thumbs up. Free is me.
Thumbs up.
Like Tracy said.
F-R-E-E, that spells free.
Yeah.
Kristen, what do you feel? What side of this are you on?
Free is good.
Yeah.
But yeah, $400.
What are you going to do?
Is gas and food for a week.
How many millions of people live in New York?
Right.
And divide that by whatever. It's a lot of money per person. It really is. Or per household or whatever. That's a lot of money.
Well, it's a lot of money as a lump sum.
Right.
Like, this is how much Governor Hochul is saying. Right. Yeah. You're absolutely right. But then once you break it down to households, what am I?
Listen, if you're the type of person that goes to the liquor store and buys the booze and you get like $1.50 coupon and you send it in the mail and like 8 weeks later it comes back, you're like, what's this? I got a check for $1.50.
You know what? It does give you a moment of smiles.
You get it. Chase,
okay.
Dude, what do you think?
It's nice because it's free.
Yeah,
but it can go where other places.
Ah,
okay. Like
is it more of a marketing thing then you're saying?
Yeah.
Where should that money go?
Where would look you, like I'm trying?
Where would you put that money? If you were the governor, who would you give it to?
The starving.
Yeah.
The homeless.
Yeah.
Help the hard housing prices go down.
Mm. Yeah.
A million other places. I mean. $400 is nice, but...
Okay, so here's where it took a turn, because on the comments, one person said this one comment, and then all of a sudden, a firestorm of reactions.
What'd they say?
So they were like, okay, her name's Tina, and she joked, that's one trip to Wegmans. Thanks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's so true.
And we all laugh, and I don't know, I would be like... A laughing emoji at Tina's comment. Nope. Randy responded with, anyone spending $400 on one trip to Wegmans needs to reevaluate what they're shopping for.
Okay, that was...
And then a fire hose of comments.
People went nuts.
$400 at Wegmans, I didn't think was outrageous because that's how much we spend.
Sure.
What is Randy doing the shopping or not? Randy, where are you?
Well, again, he might live by himself and he's 80. It only costs him $50 a week.
It has to be the case because there's no way you're spending. I mean, how much do we spend a week?
You and I were talking about this earlier, and how we're about $150 a week, but there's just Jill and I and Ellie.
Half of Ellie,
so it's like two and a half people. So I could see it being $300.
It's four of us,
four people,
easy. $400
and a dog.
And we don't go crazy, and my kids will still complain we have no food, and they're right. We don't have any food, but it's a $400 shopping bill every week.
Yeah, so it's 51 weeks of groceries and one free week of groceries.
There you go.
Okay, that's how
I have a family of five that I'm buying for, but it's some is at BJ's, some is at Wegmans, some is at Aldi's. It probably adds up to $350, $400 of all three of them.
Sure, yeah. It's a car payment, man.
So, see, $400 is $400 the average for a weekly shopping bill for a family?
Yeah.
Is that what we're saying?
That's
insane? Crazy. So, well, yeah, you're right, Scott. You get a free week of shopping, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's food. Wait until you need the condiments and you need the dish detergent and the paper goods.
Yeah.
Then hello.
Yeah. Right.
Then what do we do? Put away the peanut butter to get the toilet paper? You know. Because when you run out of paper goods, you run out of all of them at the same time.
Sure do.
Wait, why did you pick those two products? Because now my mind went to wiping peanut butter on your butt.
I'm thinking PG.
Off of your butt, putting it back on with the real peanut butter.
Off of your butt.
Because you chose the peanut butter over the toilet paper. Anyhow.
Mayonnaise and paper towel.
Okay. Exactly. Keep your eye out for that.
Yeah.
Inflation rebate check, they don't say more. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not positive.
All right. Sounds good. It's 98.9 to Buzz. Susanna and Sandy here. It's coming up on 9 o'clock, the commercial-free 98. Rolling. Okay. Good morning. Hey, great hour. We've had this hour with all of our friends here in the studio with us. If you ever want to come in on Thursdays, let us know. Teacher Tracy, thank you. And Chase and Kristen, bring over. You want to give a plug to your... are you a sensei?
I am a sensei.
Oh, my.
I have a second degree black belt in Ishinru Karate.
Uh-huh.
And I have a first degree black belt in Aikido Sword.
Okay.
Oh really?
I would have never thought. Your voice is so sweet. You're like Teacher Tracy. We asked you to fill out forms for the honesty box and you were having trouble saying something negative. I mean, you're just, and then all of a sudden you're like, I could kick your ass.
Yeah.
But remember, it's self-defense.
Sure,
unless you direct it out.
I can be sweet unless you attack me.
Until you mess with me! It's going to be like a scene from Kill Bill.
You know what we should do?
I love that movie.
I know, me too.
If you would be open to it, I think it'll be so cool if we had like a bunch of women from the Buzz fam come out and
learn how
do something.
Learn how to self-defend.
I let people try out a class for free before they, sign up
that's
to see if they like it.
All right, what's your dojo called?
So it's called Martial Arts for Women, and it's through the Pittsford Recreation Center. And it's $45 for one class a week for 3 months, which works out to be about $2.50 a class. So, I don't want money to be a reason why women would say, no, I can't do that. It's too expensive.
And for you, great business plan.
And I don't want women to go, I don't want to, have a class where men have to prove something that, I'm not going to let a woman beat me up.
So martial arts for women.
Arts for women.
Sounds like a great name.
Heavy on the self-defense.
Okay. Excellent. Well, good, man. Okay. So look that up. Chase, you are here. I'm learning so much about you today too, man. Not only did we attend Boy Scout camp together.
We did.
With our kids.
Well,
you were one of the kids.
Yeah, I was a kid back then.
You also have a laser engraving business.
Yep. It's called duty.co. I do custom laser engraving.
Yeah.
And I'm also a wheelchair track and field coach.
Mm-hmm.
Our athletes start at 5 and go all the way up to 22 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And we do shot put, javelin, discus, and all the track meters, weightlifting, and swimming.
Oh, wow.
Ah, that's cool.
Where's that out of? Are you, is it just a club that you guys got going? Or?
We practice out of Brockport, SUNY Brockport, mm-hmm. and Nazareth College. And we practice on Saturday mornings.
Mm-hmm.
And if the team is called Rochester Rookies, and
people can look it up through that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, okay. We are on Facebook and Instagram, and we have a website.
Plus, if you ever want to learn how to scuba dive, he's also a certified scuba diver.
And I'm a certified scuba diver.
My God.
Is there anything you don't do?
I have a national record of weightlifting.
Oh,
I love that. Awesome.
Could you bench press Scott Spazzano?
Probably.
You could? Oh, we are so doing that for a video.
$175, $180?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my God, let's do it.
My record's 180, so.
Oh,
oh my God.
And this was 11 years ago.
Okay, wait. No, okay,
because I was planning on after the show doing like a I Got Skills video, and this would be perfect. Could we? Do you think we could?
Sure. Chase is in.
Dude,
give me
Chase
my 3D print back.
Oh, I cannot wait.
Give me my 3D print
video
back.
Video coming soon. Okay, and then tomorrow on the show, the Honesty Box, you guys got your stuff in here? Okay, they were told to...
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
They were told to write one thing they love about the show, one mm-hmm. thing they hate about our show.
Strong word, but we used it.
Yep, and it made Teacher Tracy feel very uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And one question that, Scotty, you and I have to answer, completely honest, tomorrow. We'll do that when you're not looking at us. We'll do it.
Okay.
So, okay.
All right,
very good.
Got something to share with Spazzano and Sandy? It's as easy as opening the Odyssey app, searching for 98.9 The Buzz, and tapping the little microphone. Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.